Welcome back to AM 570 KVI. This is Green Medicine, and this is Krista Hinchcliffe, Dr. Hinchcliffe from Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila and Bainbridge Island Naturopathic Clinic. We are lucky to have with us today Paolo Brown, and she is from the organization Homeopathy Choice, and we are talking about homeopathy and how we want to be able to continue being able to access homeopathy in a safe and effective way. So I want to bring her back on the air for the last part of our show here so we can get back to what this means for us and how we can help. Thank you so much for holding while we went to break.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. No, I'm glad to be back.
Yay. So I really appreciate you being here today. We probably have about 6 to 7 more minutes where we can summarize the different things that we've talked about today and then get more guidance on how we can help you. So I know we've talked about a lot, and I thought it would be nice here towards the end of the show if you wanted to take a couple minutes just to summarize, if you could think of, like, when you're speaking with the professionals, the senators, Congress people, mm-hmm. about your cause, if you could highlight for us again what the takeaway message would be, what you want us to remember from this conversation.
Sure. So the bottom line is we don't want FDA to take away the compliance policy guide 400.400. For 30 years, it has been safely guiding the manufacturing and marketing of homeopathic products in the U.S. And I think one of the things I'm saying in those offices that, you know, I like to tell them my story, but another thing I'm telling them is I'm quoting the draft guidance that the FDA came out with against homeopathy, and it says, and I want to give this to your listeners because they'll find this really interesting. It says, quote, people may be placing their trust and money in therapies that may bring little to no benefit. And then it says, quote, the FDA has a responsibility to protect the public from products that may not deliver any benefit. And my response to that is not true. Okay. I think that FDA should regulate the standard manufacturing of homeopathic products. So, like, when you go to the store and you buy Arnica Montana 200 or you buy Allium Sepa 30, I want to hold in my hand Arnica Montana 200. I want to have the confidence that the standard manufacturing of those products are correct. Because if you learn about homeopathy, you know that the original substance, before they're diluted down and rendered non-toxic, some of those substances can be poisonous. Mm-hmm. And we want them to be properly diluted into a standard way. So, yes, that's your job, FDA. Like, you've done that. You do that. You keep doing that. Good job. But you should not be, quote, having the responsibility to protect the public from products that may not deliver any benefit. Thank you very much. I am capable of making that decision, you know. So basically, the FDA is sacrificing the power of the consumer to use and learn homeopathy under the guise of protection. So they're literally disempowering us. They're infantiling the consumer. They're trying to deprive us from our own choices because they think some people are too dumb to identify whether or not homeopathy is right for them. Mm. You know, and when I'm saying that to those congressmen and senators, they're looking at me and they're writing that down and they're saying, that's right. They should not disempower you. That is your choice. If you want to use something that's non-toxic that they think is stupid, you have the right to do that. You can make that choice, you know. And so I think that's really, and so that's what homeopathychoice.org, our website, is all about. We've written letters, just copy and paste the letter, send it to your local congressman. I don't care who they are. Send it to the local congressman, because that is helping so much. And then, you know, love or hate Trump, I know he's a very polarizing president. He is the one that appointed the head of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb. And so we want to send a letter to Trump and get this on his radar. I actually have a homeopathy kit that I'm ready to give Melania, because I don't think any mom in the United States should be without a homeopathy kit. We all need a homeopathy
kit.
So,
yes.
And I saw Bobby Kennedy today. I'm at a chiropractic conference. I gave one for his wife, Cheryl. I saw Del Bigtree this weekend, too. I gave one for his wife, Lee. I've got one for Melania. I want to get these kits in these moms' hands to help these mothers rise up and defend homeopathy. So,
oh, that's great. I can hear the power in your voice. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. So well, that's on our website, homeopathychoice.org.
Great. And it looks like you made it very easily, too. I've visited your website, and you just put a couple clicks in, and you create that letter, like you said, and it sends it right away for you.
That's right. Yeah. And you can do it right off of your phone, too. Yeah. So it's great.
Oh, good, good. Well, Dr. Wright definitely is an advocate for health freedom. And so I know he appreciates your efforts, even though he wasn't able to speak with you directly today. I'm glad that you were able to be part of the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the support of you and everyone who's really championed our cause. We've been really well welcomed. You know, we're not professionals, we're just moms, and everyone has just welcomed us with open arms because they see that, you know, moms, you know, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, and it's true. I believe in that.
Yes, the grassroots efforts, too, make such a big difference. I'm a very big believer in that.
That's right.
So your website, again, for everybody, is homeopathychoice.org, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's right.
Any other resources that you would put us towards, or just go there and
we
should
have
everything at our fingertips?
We have a... Yes, everything's on our fingertips. We do have a Facebook page. We'll do a live video every Saturday night to, you know, at 8 Central to kind of give you all an update of the week. It's usually me and the Vice President, Mindy, but she's on a flight home today, so it'll just be me tonight. And so, yeah, we try and give you guys an update to keep you in the loop. But, that's what we've been doing. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Is there any last word, or you feel like you got to be able to share everything that you wanted?
Well, I just want to remind, you know, the listeners to, you know, find your voice. I think this is a big moment in America where we have a lot of our health freedoms. People are trying to take that away from us. This is an important time where we rise up and we protect, you know, natural medicine for our families and our children and our grandchildren. You know, I really believe that this is a time for this generation to find their power, and we can do this. So,
well, thank you so much for all of your time today, and I hope to keep in touch, and I wish you all the best luck, and I'll be there right with you in spirit.